Welcome back to
the last
noise pollution of 2018, which is pretty crazy, actually, when you think about it.
I feel like we just started this.
Yeah. I think it's because it's, yeah.
We also didn't start it till like October.
True. We didn't start it for the first couple months, but at the same time, yeah, let's actually start this like a legitimate thing. So, welcome to Noise Pollution. I'm Anna.
And I'm Cole.
And we've been doing this for a couple weeks. We've been doing this for 9 weeks. Yeah, no, that doesn't feel like 9 weeks.
No, it was
like I feel like we've done three, maybe. Like, maximum three.
With how bad we still are, yeah.
That's really bad, dude. We've had, like, two themed ones, too, which is, well, three now. I'm going to change the name of this one, actually. This should be called, like, Jesus' birthday soundtrack or something.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if we can spell it with the accent, but we can try.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this week, obviously, on Noise Pollution, we have an entirely themed playlist. It's not all Christmas movies, but it's all, like...
Well, Christmas or wintery themed.
Yeah, it's not all, like explicitly Christmas, but it is... What is it? Noise Pollution 9, Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Yeah. Is it, like, Alt 132?
No, I'm just gonna do it like that.
Okay, fine.
There we go. I can't spell. What the hell is wrong with me? All right, happy birthday, Jesus. That's what this playlist is called. It is only November 28th,
which makes it kind of weird. Spell.
I mean, I can spell probably a lot better than you can, but it's too far away for me to read, especially when it's really small. Anyway, getting back to the point. Yeah, it is entirely, like, we got some Jane's Party thrown in here. We got some Hotel Miriam. We got some Bahamas. And those are all Christmas music. That'll be the second block of songs we play. And then Colorado, Peach Pit, and yeah, those are both, again, Christmas is in the name or, like, assumed to be in it.
But the Colorado ones, they're Christmassy without being too Christmassy.
Yeah, like, Bahamas could pass for, like, a Christmas song. Like, you could play that with your family. Yeah. I wouldn't play...
I'm beginning to drink a lot like Christmas.
Yeah, no. I mean, I probably could. Like, my parents would be like, Anna, what the hell? But they would still listen to it.
What do you want for Christmas? I want a dog. What's my name written on it? That's weird.
Oh my god. So the first couple songs we have up, though, true. The first couple songs we have up, like, aren't Christmassy. It's Snowed In / Cruisin' by Joel Plaskett Emergency.
Which is a sweet song.
And then Snow by, yeah, duh. Because I only put good songs in my playlists, duh. But I need to turn up my volume a little bit here. I can hear Cole beside me, which is not what I'm going for. I'm trying to only hear him through the headphones. That's my goal as of right now. We started this a little bit early. I mean, for us, we started it at, like, 8:58 because I think it lags a decent amount.
Like a minute, maybe.
Yeah, like a minute or two. But, like, us starting this is only, like, us just talking about nothing.
So. Yeah, and it's open studio time before us, so.
We don't really get started until, like, after the first two songs.
Yeah.
So we changed it up a little bit, or, like, at least I tried to. We have Snowed In / Cruisin', which is a very important thing to note in the song title, by Joel Plaskett, and then Snow by the Zoles, and then we got, like, a good mix, like Jane's Party, Hotel Mirror, Bahamas, Colorado, Peach Pit, Rah Rah, and then, because if that wasn't good enough, I could not make a Christmas playlist of Canadian rock music without throwing in Taking Care of Christmas by Randy Bachman.
Yeah. And Christmas Time by Brian Adams.
Or Christmas Time by Brian Adams to end it off, but God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen featuring, is it Sarah Harmer, right? I'm pretty sure. Or Sarah McLachlan. Can't remember. That doesn't help me at all. Featuring, I'm just gonna try to play it and see if it, I think it's Sarah McLachlan. Pretty sure it's Sarah McLachlan because she's Canadian.
It right there.
Yeah, Sarah McLachlan. It's Sarah McLachlan.
Oh yeah, you can't read. I forgot about that.
Dude, her last name, okay.
No, like, look. You don't have your glasses on, that's what I mean.
Oh,
you,
down
you
there.
You could read it down there.
Yeah.
But, like, you
dude, I'm
see
blind,
it.
Okay?
I know.
I could not make a Christmas playlist of Canadian rock music without throwing in the Bare Fucking Naked Ladies because duh. Just duh.
Yeah.
Like, that song, I don't know about you, I think it was just my family, but, like, every single Christmas, my parents would play that.
See?
Without fail. On, like, our little, my dad used to have one of those CD players where, like, you could put, like, 10 discs in and,
oh,
like,
yeah,
shuffle it up that way.
We had, like, the 6 CD changer plugged into
yeah
the, like, home theater system.
Yeah, my dad had one like that for singles, like, record singles, and it
really
would, like, rotate them around, and this was one of the ones in them as well.
That is sweet.
Yeah. Obviously, I had to throw that in. I have an eggnog latte right now, which, like,
wait,
if you like eggnog, that's good, but if you don't, then, like...
Did we really make a Canadian Christmas playlist without Michael Bublé?
Dude, I was not gonna... We'll throw him in at the end. How about that?
Okay,
if we have some time, we'll throw in Michael Bublé. I want to do Santa Buddy because it's like, why would you say that you don't want to fuck Santa? Like, why? Like, how great would that be if Michael Bublé like, made a song called Santa Baby and was trying to, like, seduce Santa? Like, I think that that would just be the epitome of every single person's Christmas, but he had to change it. And it's not even, like, what that whole line about the convertible where it's, like, light blue. He changes it to, like, steel blue. Like, oh, is that manlier than, like, a different... Anyway, another kind of blue, you know? Just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
So this is a mess, but we started it. It's been, like, 4 or 5 minutes, so we should probably just get into some music.
Yeah, this is our normal, unorganized tangent at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, yeah, honestly. All right, so I guess we'll get started with some music. And this, I guess this time we're going to be talking about 12 bars.
Yes.
Because Cole is going, and I'm allergic to it. My God, I honestly, it sounds like hell. Anyway, we'll get into that when we get into that. And I don't know, just like Christmas in general. Do you have anything to add?
Not really.
Okay, cool. So let's start it off. Snowed In / Cruisin', because that's important, by Joel Plaskett Emergency, followed by Snow by the Zolas.
What? Isaac texted me saying your mom always played the Spanish guy on CD while I was over. He is referring to
Jesus.
Enrique Iglesias. And that is not only at Christmas time. Oh, at Christmas time, the Michael Bublé CD was on repeat constantly.
Okay. We need to start the music. We'll talk about this after. That's incredible, though. All right, up first, Snowed In / Cruisin' by Joel Plaskett Emergency, followed by Snow by the Zolas. We're going to shut up now. Enjoy. Okay, so thoughts. Honestly, I thought both of those were dope.
Yeah, this is a really good Christmas playlist.
I know, I'd make a playlist. What am I gonna tell you?
What's your favorite song on this playlist, or what are your favorite songs?
Dude, plural? Okay. Okay, those first two were super dope. I also can't remember, like, them perfectly right now. The Bahamas one is dope, but it's not, like, on the same level, I don't think, as, like, the Colorado or the Jane's Party ones.
But I think the Bahamas one is incredible because it's a genuine Christmas song.
Yeah, exactly. So the next three that are upcoming are, like, legitimate Christmas songs. So, like, Jane's Party is Last Train Home is Christmas. Hotel Mira is Red and Green, and Bahamas is Christmas Must Be Tonight. But it's a very... Okay, I like it because it's, like, his music. Like, he didn't try to make it, like...
His music sounds like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's dope. It was actually super hard to find as well. Like, I went to his page, like, a bunch of times. Fun fact, if you're looking for Christmas music by some of your favorite bands, not saying it'll be there, but on more than, I think, about 3 or 4 of them, I couldn't find Christmas music, like, on their Spotify... like tracks, but if you go to the bottom and you see like featured on these playlists, there's been a couple that have been Christmas playlists. So the same like Bahamas that happened for, Zola's that happened for, I think Hotel Mira that happened for as well, and Peach Pit is just on their thing, and it might no Rah Rah, the one we have for Rah Rah is just called Good Winter, and it's dope, but it's not like Christmas.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, I like those songs. I thought they were both dope. The Zolas, are they playing or just played?
They're
playing on Thursday.
No, they already played. The Zolas?
Oh, yeah. Which one are you missing on Thursday?
You and I missed the Zolas and Yukon Blonde concert because we had our ski club kegger that night.
Correct.
And
we're both missing the Nil because I'm going to be studying and you're going to be at 12 bars.
Yes.
Okay, 12 bars. Open this can of worms. Cole, reasons for going. Start.
Peer pressure. And I'm trying to think of another reason, but I don't have one.
I get a nice shirt and...
No, it's only the peer pressure. That's it.
Okay.
And FOMO.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, you suffer from that. I just know that I'm cool, so I don't need to go out and do things.
Yeah, honestly, I would spend the night at home alone, which I don't really want to do, so I'm like, why not?
Alternative, you get drunk in pajamas and watch my favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard. That's what I'm going to do by myself, actually, in my room, which is going to be lit, because I have, after tomorrow afternoon, I have a completely, that's a lie. I'm going to the Valley concert tomorrow night. Full lie. Take that back.
We also missed the Kents. They played at the Boathouse.
true.
Which Keegan's band is playing at the Boathouse soon, too.
Again?
Or did they just play?
They played, like, a month ago, dude.
No, they're playing again soon, I think.
All right. I know they are playing again. I just don't know where. So, yeah, I'm going to the Valley concert. That's going to be dope. I mean, they're not really, like... I think they sound really cool. I've listened to, like, a couple of their songs. My roommate's brother's in the band, so, like, I think we're on the list for it, question mark? But I think we're just going to, like, have a couple drinks, go over... We might just go over for their band, but I kind of... Like, I want to go over and see the opening, like, the other bands that are there. But I think they're kind of just... Like, my roommate and her other friend. I think they're just like, no, we'll just have some drinks and whatnot.
Why did... Isaac, can you please explain to me why you're ashamed?
What? Okay. That's going to lag for, like, 2 minutes. No, yes. Like, I'm excited to see Valley. Like, they kind of are... From what I gathered online, they're, like, a self-proclaimed pop band. But it's, like, not, like, true pop. I think it's more, like, pop rock.
Yeah.
I feel like it will sound a little bit, like, Dizzy. And, like, a Maybe. Little bit of R. Kells.
Maybe, like, sort of new Colorado, too.
Yeah. So, like, we'll listen to it over the,
like,
next couple songs.
Like, Born Yesterday kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, like, I'll pull up. Well, we'll listen to it. You won't. Off my second hand.
Oh. Yeah. He's ashamed of me for 12 bars. That's why he's ashamed.
Yeah, dude, so am I. 12 bar sounds like it's awful.
Yeah, so all it is a structured pub crawl.
It sounds like my actual personal hell. Like, yeah. I can't think, other than the time that I roasted you because you told me that I should come and party with business students at Phil's, like, that is on par with how much I don't want to do 12 bars. Like, yeah. I literally can't think of anything worse than partying with a bunch of business students on a Sunday at Phil's. Like, that actually sounds terrible.
I highly regret that Phil's night.
That actually sounds terrible. That, yeah, you drunk called me, like, a couple times.
Yeah, that was one of the worst nights I've had here in a while.
Nice. Well, fun. I mean, I don't want to party with business students ever.
Yeah.
So.
We just wrote our finance exam, which went horrible.
Oh, so wow. That's
why we went out.
That sounds even better. A bunch of depressed business students at Phil's on a Sunday, no less.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 12 bars to me is on par with that. Like, you spend however much money for a dumb shirt that, like, people are gonna cut up and barely wear. Mm-hmm. Yes, you get free alcohol pre. But then you have to travel with 200 other people.
Yeah, most
to spend
people get lost
more money.
It.
Okay, well, duh. To lose more money.
Yeah, it's honestly horrible. It's if it wasn't for
are there even 12 bars?
No, there's no way you can make it to that many in time.
No,
there's like five.
Is there even bars like around Waterloo though? Like, how many? What bars are you going to?
Like, there's a million up King Street.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, up King Street. But then, like.
Dude. It goes into Kitchener, too.
Wow, that's even worse. Then the drunk people can't even, like, with all their dead phones from partying since, like...
From, like, 5 to 2.
Literally, yeah. Like, no, all their phones are going to be dead. No one's going to make it home. There's going to be a bunch of, like, half-naked people catching, like, pneumonia walking down frickin' King Street. Because what are you going to do? Bring your coat with you and pay for coat check everywhere? Or just keep wearing it in, like, an overcrowded bar? Like, no, it literally just sounds like the worst thing ever. I know people that are going, like, London tonight and then Waterloo tomorrow night.
Yeah, see, I know I'm going to have a horrible time once. I want to do it twice.
Yeah, that's why I've never done it ever.
Yeah.
I had a terrible, like, not a terrible time. Like, the kegger that we had was good. But then I went to pub after with Kobe's friend and, like, Jacob. And then I got mugged when I left pub. So I'm like...
You got mugged?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got mugged walking, like, past the elementary school down King.
Wait...
Yeah.
How did I not hear about this till now?
I don't know. It was like 2 a.m.
Okay, we're going to go with the story later.
Okay, he took like, I don't know, 40, 50 bucks off me. Like, I didn't have anything else. My phone was dead. Everything I had was like in my interior pockets of my coat. But like, yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, fun fact. So like, I could go out, but then I like to leave before I'm plastered because I don't want, like... I want to make it home.
See, I rarely make it past 12:30 because I'm like, oh, I'm done here, and then I just...
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I tried to walk home. Kevin, this was... We were already at a kegger.
Yeah.
For, like, a couple hours. And then we went to pub, which, okay, granted, the only reason I went to pub is because Kobe's, where the party was, is so far from campus that if someone was willing to pay for me to Uber with them to pub, that's way closer of a walk than if I was going to walk from Kobe's. So I was like, yeah, for sure, I'll come to pub with you, 10 out of 10, assuming that I was just going to leave as soon as the Uber got there. Because, like, you're paying for the Uber, you offered me a ride. Why would I not just Uber to the closest point and then walk home from there? But then she knew the bouncer, so we got into pub, like, as soon as we got out of the Uber. Mm-hmm. So we got in, Jacob got chicken wings, I got a beer, Jaeger bombs. Jacob paid for more Jaeger bombs, and then I was like, gonna pay for a drink, and then, oh yeah, okay, was gonna pay for a drink, and then money got taken out of my pocket at the bar at pub, and then I was like, fuck this, I don't want to be here. So I got out my coat, which had the rest of my cash, and walked home, and then got mugged on the way home, so someone took the rest of my cash as well. So that was a good night. You know, I think we should play the next music and we can continue talking about how shitty a time of year this is.
Yeah, I honestly kind of lost track of how many times we've been robbed this year.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And of course, like, I didn't even think twice about it, because how many times have I walked home from the bar alone at night? Like, so many. Anyway, that's why I don't like 12 bars. That's why I also just don't want to go out. But it gets dark at 5 p.m. It's like, what are you going to do? I can't walk everywhere with someone. Okay, so we should just play the next music.
Yeah.
We'll get back onto this topic of conversation. I went on a little rant there. It's been a long week. All right. So, we'll talk about this in a second. The next... we'll look at the messages in a second. The next songs we have coming up are Last Train Home This Christmas by Jane's Party, Red and Green by Hotel Mira, and Christmas Must Be Tonight by Bahamas.
And
please enjoy.
Quick point.
Oh my god.
Apparently, Hyrule is ashamed of me, the land that Legend of Zelda takes place in, according to Isaac.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll save that for next time. We'll unpack first. All right, please enjoy the next couple songs. God, we're stupid.
Last train on this Christmas. Nobody else is waiting on me. On the last train on this Christmas. With no place else to be.
Man, I am so good at making playlists. Like, you can't tell me that wasn't one of the best Christmas songs you've heard.
Yeah, that is an incredible Christmas song that most people have no clue exists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm 100%. I actually want to see how many streams that has, because I feel like it's not. I mean, I found it at, like, the backest corner of anything. Does it show it here?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. It shows, like... Okay, it's pretty played. Oh, yeah. Okay. People have listened to it.
How many? What did it say?
Like 5 million. So it's just us that don't know what to do. Well, okay. Let's see if I can find it on his page, because I couldn't for the life of me before. Like, I don't know if it was just in collaboration with... Actually, it'd probably be pretty far down. Because also, like, who... I don't think there's really anyone that just throws a Christmas song onto, like, an album.
It's always a single.
Yeah, it's always a single. And Bahamas doesn't have very many of, like, he has singles, but, like, majority of his Spotify, like, listings are all just, like, earth tones. Bahamas is Afi. Is that how you say that? Afi? Afi? I don't know.
I don't know.
Bar chords, and then, like, the pink strat. So, like, he has, obviously it exists, and obviously people know about it, but also, like, who is this by, is my other question. Oh, it's just, so it's a compilation album. So it's also from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people would have also found it through, like, Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
And also G Love and Special Sauce is dope. They're also on that mixed album. So the mixed album is called This Warm December, a Brushfire Holiday, Volume 2. So where's the first one? I'm gonna look it up, actually. You know, we thought we screwed ourselves over and talked a lot, but, I mean, I guess we have 20 minutes. So do you want to just go into the next music, and then we can...
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll go on another long tangent.
Yeah, we'll do that after. We'll talk about Colorado and whatnot, all that fun stuff, Randy Bachman.
Yeah, when don't we talk about Colorado?
I mean, true. I'm just surprised, like, I'm kind of relieved, but also just surprised that R-Kills don't have a Christmas album, because, like, if they did, I feel like they should. I feel like they will come out with one. Like, I think that's a given, but no, it's an album free of R-Kills. But Bahamas is on it, and I think I've put the Bahamas on, because how many of the last playlists have I made?
I think you made the last three.
Yeah.
I think you've made 5 and I've made 4.
So who's pulling the weight here? I mean, valid. All right, cool. So the next songs we have coming up for everyone, they're literally, like, at least 12 minutes behind at this point.
But Isaac's texts weren't that far behind from me.
We'll see. We'll see. So let's do an experiment. Isaac, if you're still listening, for us right now, it is 9:38 p.m. When you hear this, text us what time it is for you, and then we'll figure it out. That's how we'll figure it out. All right, so upcoming right now, we have Good Winter up first by Ra Ra, followed by Did I Make You Cry on Christmas Day? Good, because you deserved it, by Peach Pit, which is, their cover art is hilarious. Yeah. I love it. And following that is A Lot Like Christmas, Live at the Edge by Holorado. Enjoy. Still remember getting home and passing out on the floor. We used to wake up. All right, that ended faster than I thought it was going to. All right. So, yeah, those are the last three, I'm going to say newer songs. They're not, obviously the Colorado ones and, Bahamas ones aren't super, super new, but,
They're new.
They're newer than the next three that are upcoming, which we'll probably end off pretty quickly just in the hopes that you guys can continue listening to them, because I don't know how many. I feel like the last couple times the playlist has been ended on, two songs after we leave as opposed to, playing the last three.
Yeah, I don't know if the people cut us off or not.
Yeah, because their show's immediately after ours, and they have to record it and whatnot, right? All right, so, Colorado.
So, fun story about last Thursday night. Spontaneous adventures are the best kind of adventures.
Also true.
I managed to finish my accounting case at 8:30 p.m. I called my friend Ethan, said, can you please get me 3 tickets for Colorado tonight in London, and I am in Waterloo at this time, and I just finished my accounting case.
Yeah, this was a lot.
I called Caitlin, and I told her, Caitlin, I'm coming to London to see Colorado, and you are going with me. You don't have a choice. Nice. And I called Kobe, and I'm like, Kobe, I'm free right now. The plan is a go. We are going. He's like, okay, I'm already drunk, so I'm going to need you to drive.
Oh, my God.
I walked.
I did not know that part.
From the Peters building, 20 minutes to Kobe's house,
that's
hopped
so
in his car,
far.
And drove to London and made it in time. And at the concert, Colorado was giving out free old posters from the So It Goes tour. That's how long ago the posters are.
Jeez.
From. And they had the cassette tapes for the 12 Tapes of Christmas.
That's pretty dope.
And they were also giving those out for free.
That's pretty dope. Okay, my headphones are doing some weird crap right now, but I'm just going to take that off.
And Kobe and I listened to the tape 4 times in a row on the car ride home.
Oh, my God.
Because Kobe has a 2006 Audi with a cassette player in it.
Of course he does. Oh, my God.
And the cassette player came in clutch that night. And
okay, that's valid.
Every time I've seen Kobe since, I have said, Kobe, what do you want for Christmas? His response, I want a dog with my name written on it.
Oh, my God.
That's weird.
Okay. That's a great way to end the last one of the season, actually. That's the perfect. All right, so we're running. It's 9:53 for us right now. We probably got to get out of here. So the next three songs really don't need any introduction, but I'll give it to them anyway, if you even hear the next three. But yeah, thank you if you've listened to any of the noise pollution broadcasts that we've had. I think that there's been one or people that have listened to all of them. I really don't think. We don't have many consistent viewers or listeners on this. But yeah, thank you for making it to 9 playlists. Surprised we did, even, honestly.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't shut us down yet.
Yeah, and I have no idea when we start up again in 2019.
Is it first week back? Is it a month in? Who knows?
I guess we'll have to figure it out. So stay tuned. We don't post anything on our Instagram, but I guess we're going to have to.
We're going
to
start.
Yeah. All right. So the next three songs don't really need an introduction. They're just here to kick off your exam season pre-December. But yeah. So just a recap. I'm Anna, which every single person who's listening knows that.
I'm Cole.
And Rock and Relate Noise Pollution. Here's Randy Bachman, Bare Naked Ladies, and Brian Adams.
Make sure you take care of Christmas.
For all of your Christmas pleasures. Enjoy.